We'll first start things with Andy Foster on the line this morning. We'll turn it over to Don and Jamie. Good morning, friends.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
We've got Andy here.
We got you, Andy.
Yes, sir. How you doing, guys?
All right, man. Hey, appreciate you getting up this morning and calling in and talking to us.
Yeah, you drug me out. You drug me out for this one.
Okay. All right. Well, it's going to be a good drag, I'm going to tell you. I just want you to know that before we get started, Andy, I have the Rush McCauley Hot Dog Bible here in front of me, okay?
Okay. Awesome. So, that's a legendary book.
That's what it is. So, actually, what we're doing, we're speaking with Andy Foster, graduate of Frankfort High School.
25 years.
Man, in the year of really great basketball being played at Everett Case Arena, Frankfort High School. And, Andy, my first question to you is, hey, let's reminisce a little bit. And the fact that, you know, you started here as a, of course, as a freshman, played on a good basketball team with I think it was Farley, yep. Maybe, Castle, Eckenbarger's son. And talk a little bit about just those 4 years of playing hot dog basketball.
Oh, just great memories, those guys you mentioned there, great teammates. My freshman year, the seniors were Rob Ransom and Steve Hall, a couple great guys. And it was just a great 4 years of a lot of winning and playing in front of great crowds. The community just filled that arena almost every weekend, and it was just exciting and a fun time and fun to be a part of.
Well, you know, I guess I'm glad I have the Bible here in front of me, because in your 4 years, you only lost one Sagamore Conference game.
Yeah, one. Lebanon, our senior year. Yep. So we won four conference championships, and, just lost that one at Lebanon our senior year. That was a tough one.
Well, you come in as our leading scorer with over 1,600 points. Man, that's shooting the rock, brother.
Yeah, I had some great teammates and played all 4 years with Travis Best, who was an Indiana All-Star and a great point guard, and he got the ball to me in a lot of good positions. And I had a lot of good teammates that got the ball to me and were good players and had to be guarded themselves. So, you know, playing with a lot of good teammates helps me get open a lot. So, and a lot of good passers, so that helped.
You mentioned Travis Best. That was one of the reasons Don and I wanted to have you on. You and Travis have both been selected this year for the Silver Anniversary Team for the Indiana High School Basketball Hall of Fame. Can you talk a little bit of what that means to you and your family, and what kind of it took to make that happen?
Sure. It was a lot of hard work. I mean, my family means a lot to us just for the fact that all the time that we put in when I was younger, you know, traveling to the AAU tournaments and just the camps, and just basketball was a huge part of my life from the time I was 5 years old, you know, and until now. So, this receiving this honor just kind of, you know, it kind of just justifies all the work that you put in. So it does mean a lot.
Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Your dad was a pretty good basketball player too, 71 class. That was probably the class for me that opened my eyes to hot dog basketball, because it was, class of 71 was such a massive family. You never saw anyone by themselves. They always was in a group. Talk about that a little bit for you and your basketball teams, the family that you had in that process.
Yeah, just like I said, it was just a tight-knit group of guys. You know, like I said, from freshman to senior, just the team was, you know, a pretty important thing in Clinton County is basketball, in Indiana in general, but in Clinton County, you know, basketball is king. So, you know, it was just really, really an important thing in everyone's life, And those friendships that we developed that carry on to today are just important and awesome.
Hey, Andy, can you talk a little bit about, you were the last single-class basketball program single class basketball ended at your senior year, and they went to class basketball. Can you talk a little bit about the difference in that and what you saw and the changes since then?
Yeah, my senior year was the very last ever non-class basketball tournament, which personally, you know, I'm glad I wasn't a part of the class system. I think it's changed. I mean, you just take a look at, and Clinton Prairie and some of the surrounding schools, Rossville, it's a little bit different because it seems like the crowds are still going to the games like this year's Prairie Sectional. But filling up Case Arena and things like that, back when I played, the sectional was Clinton Central and Rossville and Clinton Prairie and Tri-Central and Tipton and all these schools that surround you, and that creates an environment. You know, the gym was filled for sectional time. Compared to now, you got teams traveling in from Greencastle and all these different places, and I think that's the number one thing I notice about it is just the nostalgia. It's just changed a little bit.
I agree with you.
As far as, I don't know how to get that back necessarily, but I think that's the number one thing. It was just neat to have all the schools in your area gather to Case Arena for that sectional, and I think that's just the number one thing to me that's different, and it's just, I don't want to say hard to watch, but it is hard to see.
And it's hard for the young kids nowadays to realize what that was. I said at the Frankfort game this year against Lebanon and with three of the seniors from Prairie, and one of them being your nephew, and trying to explain to them the gym full and playing in a sectional final and how all that played out. But it was hard for them to really fathom that. They were excited and intrigued about it, but it was hard for them to really understand that.
It really is, honest to God, until you go back and look at the tapes, even myself. Yeah, it's hard to believe that it was like that. And, yeah, it was pretty amazing times. I mean, I say this a lot, too, and I loved my time at University of Indianapolis. It was great. It was awesome. But the first time I walked out there onto the floor my freshman year and there was 80 people in the crowd, It was like, what in the world's going on here? I just played in front of 5,000 last year in high school.
You had AAU crowds bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny. Well, you know, something you go back into the day, and I think the best thing about it is just to be able to remember. It's never probably going to come back to the tune of what it was through that era. I mean, let's face it, the one thing that brought people to Everett Case Arena was winning, and that's not happening now, and it's I don't quite understand why. So my question to you, Andy, is, I had a small little meeting with the basketball team before a ball game one time that we were getting ready to broadcast this year, and I tried to explain to them what it means to be a hot dog, and because I don't think that because of the amount of losing that goes on, I don't think they understand the importance and the number of people, the alumni, basketball players, who still check in on the team to see what they're doing.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, it's there's been some years it just seems like the winning's not been there. But, you know, it seems like it's heading back in the right direction. Coach Van Dyne, it seems like the last few years has been doing a good job. And I know they got Eric Farley in there working with him and some Coach Theofanis and some really good guys. So, you know, hopefully here in the next few years we got some young guys coming up that have a lot of talent, and so hopefully the future here is bright.
Well, I'm gonna get back into the Bible here for you a little bit, and I'm sure you already are aware of this. You lead the alumni in career field goals with 596. You lead the three-point career with 165, and here's the thing that I think speaks very highly of you for me, and that is you rank eighth in career assists. I mean, you know what? It's easy to be a guy that just shoots the ball, but still to be able to recognize a teammate and assist. I think that means a lot, and it says a lot for me too about you.
Thanks, Don. You want to go ahead and repeat that to everybody and let them know how much how often I use basketball?
Well, you know, I just tell you something. You're one of my guys that like rank in the top 10 of all the guys that I've watched play high school basketball for Frankfort, and I enjoyed watching you play. You played on a very, very competitive basketball team with the Harris boys Travis and just never could get over the hump. And we're not going to talk about that, but I want to go back to the, I think it was the regional championship game in Noblesville. I think that's the game where you threw one the full length of the court, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was the morning game my junior year. I remember that. I was just watching that not too long ago, actually, and Noblesville had made a shot with like maybe 2 seconds, and obviously the clock kept running when you made shots back then. They still does in high school, I think, but I remember looking at it not too long ago, and it went through the net, and such a little time, we could have just let the ball bounce there and go out, but I tapped it to Travis really fast, and he just tapped it to me. He didn't even catch it. He just tapped it back to me. Yeah, and I fired it from full court, and that thing curved about 15 feet and went directly in, no bank or nothing. So I gotta account a little bit of that to luck.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was sitting on the very top row right behind that. My son Tyler was too. Tyler remembers it to the day, and it's one of the biggest plays that we all remember. It was a great thing, man. And then the place erupts, and it was deafening. Great. It was outstanding.
Yeah, that's a cool moment in my life for sure. And Travis actually has that game on tape, and he posted it on YouTube. So hopefully that'll live forever on YouTube.
Well, it was outstanding.
Hey, Andy, you were 79-19 during your career at Frankfort. You won 4 sectionals, got the regional championship game a couple times. Can you give me some highlights of your career that stand out, you know, some different games that just really, you know, back in the day, Hot Dogs were the team to beat?
Yeah, definitely those sectional and regional games were unbelievably memorable. Like I said, basically because of the crowd and the community and, you know, just the environment was so fun. And playing, you know, Carmel, I think that was a good memory. My sophomore year, we beat Carmel in the regional in overtime. And also that same year, my sophomore year was probably our best season that we had the most talent. We went 24-3, and we had 5 seniors that year that were really good. And then we also had you know, me and Mason and Travis were sophomores at that time, and Farley was a junior, and Cobb. We had quite a few guys that year, and we played in the Hall of Fame Classic in Newcastle, and we got to play Ben Davis in the morning game, who ended up winning the state that year, and that was one of our 2 losses. But just being a part of that and playing against a team that good in that type of environment too, that was one of my best memories, was playing in that Hall of Fame Classic against Ben Davis.
And even in your AAU career, can you give some highlights of where some places you went and some games you played in that you remember?
Yeah, for sure. The number one biggest highlight from my AAU career is 11 and under. We went, Mason Harris was on my team. Back then Travis couldn't be on my team because he was a year age wise older than me.
Gotcha.
And you had to play in your age group. So me and Mason were always in the same group, played AAU together. And when we were 11, kind of just learning AAU, you know, I think we had played 1 year as 10-year-olds. But our 11-year-old year, we made it to the state championship and got beat in the state championship game by a team from Muncie. And then we went on to the top 3 teams got to go to the Nationals in Orlando. So we then went on to Orlando and ended up coming all the way through the national tournament. And believe it or not, we played Muncie in the national championship game. Yeah, 2 best teams in the country came from Indiana, and there was teams from all over the country.
Wow.
And we ended up beating them in the championship and won a national championship when we were 11 years old. So that was kind of our big introduction to basketball as far as, like, you know, on a grand scale and what this could, you know. So that was cool. And then we went to, like, Salt Lake City, Utah, and, you know, played basically all over the country to play in these tournaments throughout the summer. So that was definitely a cool experience.
Well, I've got two more things. One, I want you to talk about your game at Harrison where you dropped 40.
Okay. that one, the same type of thing. Harrison was a team that always played a zone. So that game, I just remember I just got quite a few open three-pointers. And they kept going in that night. I remember Eric Eckelbarger, as crazy as it sounds, I remember him at halftime. He looked at me and he said, "You have 27 points." And I don't know why that stands out to me, but I think Travis looked at him and said, "Hey, don't tell him that, you know, don't say that." So I just remember that, yeah. And then, I ended with 40 or 41, and we beat them over there. And they were always a fun team to play against with a lot of good players. My senior year, then that was my junior year, and my senior year they came in and beat us in double overtime in Case Arena. So we had some battles with Harrison.
Yeah, usually it was a very physical basketball game too. They like to beat people up. Well, my last thing that I want to talk about is I got to bring your dad in on this. You know, I mean, because 71, my all-time favorite basketball team, 71.
Yeah,
and that is season scoring average. So you ranked third, your dad ranked second, your dad is 23.9 and you're 23.8. I mean, how can you let that happen?
Hey, you know what I'd like to see, Donna? I'd like to see total shot attempts from that year, total shot attempts. So we got that in the book?
It's not. It's not in the book.
I can guarantee you he was gunning.
Well, I watched it and I know he was.
I bet you he didn't rank up there in assists.
He does not. I don't see his name. Yeah. I don't see his name there. But hey, Andy, I'll just tell you what, man. I enjoyed watching you play. I enjoyed you out there at Clinton Central as an assistant coach out there also. And we got one more question there from Mr. Black.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. I know you've been coaching here in the past, and you started a family. Do you any more aspirations getting back in coaching, or you wait for those kids to come along?
Yeah, I'm right now with these kids. I'll tell you what. I mean, I've never just the time commitment, and it's just right now. I don't think I am going to get back into it, but I would not rule it completely out in the future.
See, his wife was a state champion, Don. See, there's some.
How's those conversations go?
That's good. She just, like you said, she just shows me her rings and shuts me up.
And then on the other aspect of it, those boys that all went through Clinton Prairie and the McGraws, they're all related to you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I've had a great time following them and watching them play. It's been wild. Four of them are graduated now, and Jake, the youngest, is going to be a sophomore. So, yeah.
Their dad always, I always hear their dad say, you know, when people go, you know, They're Andy Foster and Mike Foster's, you know, grandson and brother-in-law, but Mike always goes, yeah, but their last name's McGraw. So it's a family rivalry. Yeah. It's got to be fun.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. And I grew up playing Mike McGraw, too, their dad. I played so much basketball against him in the driveway. He helped me become a better player, too.
Because he probably played a little dirty, didn't he?
Oh, he's a dirty, you know, yeah. He's
dirty. But see, what you just got through saying is what doesn't happen now, and that is in the summertime you'd go out and play at the park and just get throttled by everybody out there because that's how it went, but it made you a better player.
I'm glad you brought that up. Did you play a lot at Dorner Park, Andy, back in the day?
We did.
You were probably the last of that era.
You're right. I was in Frankfurt the other day, and I was thinking, you know, I was telling Heather, you know, she was asking me how do I get to here or there, and I was like, if it's not Dorner's Park, I pretty much don't know how to get there. So we lived at Dorner's Park. I mean, 6 o'clock, 5:30 every single weeknight, and then Sunday nights too. And then if you lost, you basically didn't get back on the court all night because there's 30 guys down there.
I played there 10 years ahead of that, and that was the same way.
Yeah, winners.
Same way, yeah. And like he said, you're playing against guys that are 25 years old and that were good players, and they're strong, and that really did help us get better.
Yeah, when you call a foul, they go, what?
I'm going to show you a foul.
These guys, I mean, these aren't your high school typical buddy. You call a foul, you'll be
I used to play against Gary Good and Tim Roth and those guys. And they hardly ever came off the court.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah, I mean, and that keeps you motivated to win, because if you don't, you know, you're not playing for an hour and a half.
So. Right.
Well, Andy, we appreciate you talking with us, man. We really do. Thanks for calling in.
It's thanks for having me.
Pleasure's all ours to sit and talk to the hot dog leading scorer, Mr. Andy Foster.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I really enjoyed it. And I'm a loyal listener to Don and Carl during the game. So
we'll be listening this afternoon at 4 o'clock because they're going all the way to Elkhart.
We'll tune in.
They get excited. I think
I get a little excited once in a while.
But they make it worth the listen.
Oh, yeah, no, it's awesome. You guys do a great job. It's awesome.
Thanks.
Thanks for being on, Andy.
Yep, thanks.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thank you.